Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It's Beast Dude Radio. It's your man. I've been away for a long time. Welcome back to the show. Season 5. Yes, that's right. We've been kicking for all these years. Now we pushing season 5. You know, when I do my season be having like 200, 300 episodes. But so we like on season 5. All right, and there's going to be another 200 episodes before we do season 6 or whatever. But welcome to the show, man. I appreciate y'all, man. A lot of y'all been asking me, yo, Stu, what's going on? What's up with the radio? I ain't hear you on the iHeart. I ain't hear you here. Shout out to everybody that's listening on iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, College Underground, Radio, Anchor, all the places, iTunes, Google Play, all the places that we on, man. I thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all for the support. But, you know, I was down a little bit. You know, I'm out here in New York, and as y'all know, the coronavirus was hitting real hard in New York, you know what I mean? So, I lost a couple of friends and family members, and I lost one of my closest friends. So it had me a little under the weather, you know what I'm saying? And plus a lot of things I got going on with the movies and the studios and stuff like that, and things closing down. It was a little rough for the kids for a second, but I'm back. I thank Erica Lewis for the first interview back for season 5. You know, we rocked with her last night. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Go to iHeart, go to Stitcher, go to Blog Talk Radio, anywhere, go to any one of the platforms that we on to go find that. You know what I mean? But definitely shout out to everybody over there at Tava Lifestyles over there with the CBD coffee and all that. Definitely is a good thing. It's good and healthy. Definitely is a good mix. Good brand. So make sure that we support that. Today. Oh, but make sure y'all follow me too. Go to DJ Big Stu. DJ Big Stu on Twitter. DJ Big Stu on BeastDude110 on Instagram. And you know, follow me on Facebook, DJ Big Stu, man. Facebook DJ Big Stu. Today we're talking about Kanye, man. I don't know if a lot of y'all seen the presidential joint last night. You know what I mean? The Republican. Now, we seen last week the Democrats, which was amazing. You know, the very first, you know, convention, that political convention that was done virtual, that was done online. And it went pretty smooth. We seen some good talkers. We've seen history be made with our sister Carmella Harris, you know. And I want to tell you guys something. I see a lot of you guys out there writing, yo, when I got locked up, when I got caught with that pack, Carmella locked me up. You know, y'all fools, man. If you want to blame somebody for you getting locked up that day, you better blame your lookout, son. You should go tell a lookout he wasn't screaming Bajando or 5-0. He wasn't screaming that loud enough. But you can't blame Carmella, man. So let's get off of that. All right, we're going to get on that. We can't, there's no way in hell you could tell me that Donald Trump and Pence is better than Biden and Carmella. It may not be your choice. I get that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, it's not a lot of people's choices, but it's better than what we have. You have to admit that. And we're trying to move forward. We can't, if we get another 4 years of Trump, it's over. So with that being said, the brother Kanye. Our brother Kanye, man. He's out here. Like, I'm trying to understand him. He's running for office. Now, Donald Trump, I can see Donald Trump making you say, well, anybody runs for office, I can run for office. I can see that. But then when you sit there and you go to your press conference, we can't take you serious. As soon as you said the Harriet Tubman thing, you found the fit to say that Harriet Tubman just took the slave to go work for some other white people. And, you know, that's degrading to her. Cause when you see Harriet Tubman swimming through waters, you know, swimming through lakes, oceans, this is what they had to do for something that we take advantage of, bro. You could go take Kim Kardashian and your kids, y'all rich, you could go walk through any park right now and be a celebrity. Harriet Tubman had to run through bushes, thorns, with bloodhounds, with coonhounds, with a dog named Coonhound. And remind you, they was calling us coons back then. So with coonhounds chasing her, think about this, brother. So you just saying all what she did was nothing. All the people they swam through waters carrying babies had to make a baby survive. Think about all the babies that lived, what the mother and the father had to do to get that baby to freedom. Here it is, you putting out jackets with Confederate flags. Here it is, you jumped on a stage at one time with Taylor Swift and said, you know, and said, Bush don't like black people. Now, I love Kanye, man. I was a big, big fan of Kanye. High school dropout, man. College dropout. Well, that first album, Through the Fire. Oh, my God, he was a genius. He's still a genius. But somewhere along the line, the brother got lost, man. Now, people say, not Illuminati. He sacrificed his moms. I don't believe that. We love our mothers too much. I believe that is a big loss. Losing your mom is a big loss, especially if she was the person who believed in you when nobody didn't, especially if she was the person who did all the stuff when nobody didn't. And people don't understand, when you're doing this music thing, you know, for people that didn't even make it to the top, there's so much sacrifice. So imagine for the people who got to the top, like Kanye, that's on top of his game. Imagine what he had to sacrifice. Friends he lost. Friends from Chicago that he grew up with playing tag and ring Olivia on kick the can, who no longer can be with him because maybe some friends still be in the street. Maybe some friends just take advantage of him, or some friends just don't like his position on life right now and they just ain't feeling him, you know? It's like that when you get certain places, you know? So I'm not going to sit here and bash the brother because the one thing I've been checking out how Kanye West's presidential campaign is both proceeding and unraveling. Do y'all see what they're doing to our brother? What they're doing to the brother right now is they're using him. They're not only using him to figure nobody's going to vote for Kanye. So they got that point now. They probably first thought, oh, Kanye might suppress the black vote. But we all knew Kanye was bugging for a while. The messed up part of what they're doing is they're taking his money. See, that's what we don't know. That's what y'all ain't realizing. Y'all ain't peeping that. I ain't peeping how they taking Yeezy money. He has to pay for all these times he go puts his, you know, before he puts his bid in to be a president. And what happens is he pays the lawyers. And the lawyers he's paying is Donald Trump lawyer. For all we know, they could be overcharging him so much to do the stuff that they know is going to fail is actually paying Donald Trump stuff. Because the Donald Trump lawyers and his people, his team, is running around trying to get Kanye West on certain ballots in certain states. And at this point, he's been booted from like five states. He's been booted from Montana, Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. And you know what I'm saying? And he's faced him. Look what they're doing to the bro. They're taking his money. They just writing signatures. They're not even being real with it. They just writing signatures. He's getting caught with insignificant signatures or fake signatures, which can be, if he keeps going on, I don't know who's advising him, but from what I researched up on it, it can be prosecuted. It can be a felony for voter fraud. Now, here it is. The Trump campaign is running around telling you do not go out and mail vote because it could be fraud. But yet they pushing Kanye West to put fake numbers on the thing. You know what I mean? I just want us to understand. We can't bash the brother because he's sick right now. Kim Kardashian and the family, they know he has bipolar. And bipolar is a deep thing for somebody to have. And when you bipolar and you rich as hell, that's even more dangerous than you. Because can't really nobody tell you what to do when you're that rich. And people don't want to tell you what to do. People would rather see you fuck up and fail. Or they probably just make as much as money as they can. You know? I just want to take a little time out. And I want to talk about Kanye. You know, that's the first thing. Whatever happened to the Kanye we knew? You know? Whatever happened to that brother? I mean, that Kanye was a bad motherfucker. I know that. He was a bad motherfucker. He could do songs with anybody. He could do songs with Michael Jackson. Kanye, I mean, I knew after a while he started getting a little strange, but I ain't paying no attention to it because that's my brother. And a lot of these people that do music and stuff, they're strange. You know, Prince was strange. Michael Jackson was strange. Some of the best music makers are strange. You know what I'm saying? And he falls in that category. He definitely do. There's no question to that. But at the same time, you know, where is our brother that we knew? I'm gonna play a song, man. We're gonna get into some music, man. I got a lot of new music for some people, man. I got some new Pharrell and Jay-Z. That's fitting. All right? We in the fifth season. We're going to be doing things different, man. We're going to be rapping. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking about stuff, but we also going to keep playing that fly music because y'all know what we do on Beef Through Radio. You know how we do it. So let's get into this Kanye and Charlie Wilson, man. This was some shit I used to like back in, you know, it wasn't too long ago. But let's get into that. Then we're going to get into a little Travis Scott, a little Pharrell and Jay-Z, and I got my man Melvoney in the building. We're going to play some of that. All right? Through radio, we play the hits. Let's get it.
We'll be brothers forever. What happens to one of us happens to us together. And we'll be brothers forever. We'll be brothers forever. We'll be brothers forever.
We should have lit cigars when your baby was born. Should have shouted you out and dedicated a song. I could say I was wrong, I could take the blame. The brothers don't always have to share the same name. We met when we was young, I forgot the grade. When last one to face was a rotten age. Since then I done good and rotten things. So I can tell you one thing, as soon as I cut the grass low, it's easier to see the assholes. So I'm sorry for all the miscues. How about I admit that I miss you? I miss the fam and our brotherhood. I just wanna make sure that my brother's good.
talk to, I ain't embarrassed or above. Flying out to Paris for a hug, or picking up the phone just to call up. Picking up the phone, hope it's all love. Cause Jesus taught us love, so did Moses and Muhammad. So nothing so atomic that we can't agree to drop it. Chop it, piece it up and get it popping. And bury the hatchet so we can lock in.
While you still have him on the line,
we'll be brothers forever. What happens to one of us happens to us together. And
we'll be
brothers forever.
We'll be
brothers forever.
We'll be
brothers forever. I wish I had a PA system for all the brothers we love. For the ones that was with them, but join the club that we from. See how the DA did them when they was hustling drugs. And that was in the city, a brotherly love. These brothers are amused by other brothers' rep. But it takes a real one to keep the other in check. So this fraternity for eternity. And every rhyme I write is 25 to life. Every dime my wife thought I was rhyming night. And my homies said that you should shine your light. And the groupies gave us the time of our life. And I think about the times when I'm flying a flight. And I knew we'd reconnect when the timing was right. Man, I ain't spoke to you in life forever. Maybe it's time we put the band back together. We'll be brothers forever. What happens to one of us happens to us together. And
we'll be
brothers forever.
We'll be
brothers forever.
We'll be
brothers forever.
Don't think what you do. Lies and told to you. Do you twos and hoodoos? Shows with no hues that look like you do. Black Twitter was bad when Jack and Kay do you. For everyone, Gucci support two fools. Sipping Crippa, Kona, consumer and a owner. Till we all vertically integrated from the flow up. Do say power, sip ace till I throw up. Like gang signs, sip I. Bang minds for both ya. Serial entrepreneur, we on our own. Stop sitting around waiting for folks to throw you a bone. If you can't buy the building, at least stock the shelf. Then keep on stacking till you stocking for yourself. See everything you place after black. It's too small a term to completely describe the act. Black nation, black builder, black entrepreneur. You wanna press the black excellence, now on the board. Lord.
Make sure you get that. Go check it out on all, you know, all major platforms, Spotify, iTunes, all that, Google Play. All right, once again, Beach Blue Radio, you could get us at everything. You can check us out on iHeart.com. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Anchor, College Underground Radio, et cetera, everything, Google Play. You can check us out on all major platforms. Definitely get us on there, all right? So make sure you do that. We were talking about Kanye, but I want to get into something else, man. You know, not even something else. We're still talking about people supporting Donald Trump, you know, people like Kanye. Now, nobody's talking about Jaheim. Y'all remember Jaheim? You know what I'm saying? Just in case, I'm going to take you home tonight. Yeah, Jaheim, he was one of the top crooners in the 2000s. Definitely a lot of people compared Jaheim to Luther Vandross and a lot of the great singers. He had definitely a good voice. But Jaheim himself, formerly relevant and previous human-looking singer, has been going through some things. You know, and he has been going through some changes of things, you know. He has gone through some physical changes as well as some physiological changes. Now, that's how they wrote it. But it's basically talking about philosophical changes. Philosophical changes. He has went through that, you know what I mean? You know, we've seen him. He became a vegan. A lot of people seen him driving the Uber. Listen, man. I'm going to talk about that for 1 second real quick. If you see your favorite star, somebody who's singing, driving the Uber, you know, don't diss them. Contracts is crazy out here. A lot of y'all people don't know that. Contracts don't be, you know, a lot of times you see the singer, and if they haven't wrote the song, or, you know what I'm saying, or if they had just been with some of the top producers that you like, man, you'd be surprised at the contracts they give some of the top artists that you like. And a lot of times artists don't make no money, and they make their money off of shows, and if they go through a rough time, off the booking agent ain't booking them no more, they go through rough times, and when a person not supposed to do not eat, a person is supposed to say, well, hey, I'm this person. You know, there's a lot of people. I've seen, let me tell you something. Kings of Swing had Nod Your Head to this gold record. Was out doing this thing, performing, very well-known group back in the 80s and, early 90s, 80s, late 80s, early 90s, came to Swing. One of those dudes was working for the Crossing Guard joint, had the utmost respect for Son. Son has a gold record on his wall, something that a lot of you rappers that's still doing what he's doing never got a chance to taste, never got a chance to travel to Africa, never got a chance to do that. Well, Jaheim, the only thing I disagree with Jaheim on is that he is voting for Donald Trump. Yes, it seems like he supports Donald Trump. He's going around really telling people to support Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? And listen, everybody has their own thing. You know what I'm saying? And he even made a video that he put on Instagram and supported Donald Trump. So y'all can go check that out. You know, he definitely put his support. He feels that Donald Trump promises, he lived up to everything that he promised people also. And also he feels that Donald Trump brought his jobs back to America. He has the right to feel that way. Y'all could definitely hit me up, you know, hit up in the comments, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up any way you can if you got opposition or if you feel the same way he feels. Or you can even call this number if you're out there, 563-99-3785, if you want to talk about it. Now, me personally, I disagree with him, but I respect his thing, you know what I'm saying? But like I just said, he's not like the only person, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's other people out there that we think that, oh, because they're black or because they're hip-hop or because there's a lot of the top hip-hop people that love the things that Donald Trump have done for them because they're rich. And the laws benefit them, benefit the Puffies and all of them. You know what I'm saying? The big people. So we got to, you got to think about that when you think, you got to follow your heart. If you really feeling that America's great, just had another person shot in the back in Wisconsin. The video is playing all over the world right now. Y'all can go check that out. It ain't hard to find that video. Had his back turned, he shot him in the back, family in the car. I don't know what to say, man. I really don't know what to say in these cases. It's hard to say any cases. It's hard. All I can, it's like we're targets.
No matter how much we protest, they call us animals. No matter how many faces that's white out there, the protesters that agree with what we agree with, still got us as animals. Any of y'all, I didn't even watch the Republican thing because I just seen the lineup. But I seen, you know, I was going to give them a fair chance and say, let me see what they're talking. But when I seen the couple, the lawyer couple that had the gun on their yard, I said, come on, man. It ain't going to be nothing for me. And Jaheim and Kanye West and other people feel that like that's for them. Maybe because they have big houses and they don't want people marching. Now, if I got a big house and you marched in my street, as long as you didn't touch my grass or you didn't ding, and I didn't see nobody touch their grass, they had guns, people were just walking by. When the protest, when people became so privileged that you can't protest, that's crazy. That's nuts. That you can't even walk by people in protest. What are they so scared of? Why do they want to stop the votes? What are you so scared of? What is going to happen to you? I mean, they're going to come take our house from the suburb. So you are the type of person in your heart that sees a minority, whether it's black, Chinese, white, I mean, poor white trash, whatever, any person underprivileged. It's not even put a color on them. That struggle bust their brain to get to the top. Found themselves to get themselves to pull themselves out of the gutter and want to give their family a better home just like you got for your family. Want to have a backyard. Want to live in a nice neighborhood with nice schools is that for their kids. Now, they might have got there. They might not have been now. Your skepticism is over the way they got there because they came from a different place than you came from. As for most of the people that felt like that, it was privilege. They money was left to them. It was easier for them. They had better opportunities. If they did have to work, they would afford better opportunities than the average person. So now a person who struggled and didn't have the same opportunities worked their way up to have a good life like you and live maybe a couple of doors down or might even right next to you. They're not bothering you. They're not depreciating your ground because they work so hard. They actually cherish their land more than you probably cherish yours. But you can't even stand to see them happy. You want to walk up to them and say, what you doing here? And you know they moved in. You see the moving truck when they moved in. But you feel like it's your duty to call the police to set that premise. You could just sit in your house. Don't say nothing to them, never. 9 times out of 10, once they see the type of person you is, they don't even want to talk to you. They don't want to say nothing to you, never. But these are the things we go through. These are the things in life that we go through. For what reason? Who knows? For what reason? We don't know. But like I said to y'all, y'all got to look at Kanye in a different light. Y'all got to. And I know y'all don't want to, but y'all have to. Because he's sick. And right now, our brother is being taken advantage of. He's paying for a lot, y'all. You see these people that's running in the office for them? They're Donald Trump people who he's paying. They're not doing this for free. He don't got no donors donating money to him like that. You don't hear them talking about, oh, Kanye raised this amount of money. What money is coming? He's a billionaire. So this money is coming for him. So they're using him. And trust me, everybody is somewhere along the line, Donald Trump, and somewhere along the line, everybody's making a peace. When they go in there to do something for him, they're doing it for Donald Trump, but they act like they're doing it for him, knowing that there's no chance, knowing that he has insufficient names on his ballot, knowing, you know, on his poll ballot, you know what I'm saying? Knowing that everything is not right with this kid. Man, Now, everybody's talking about, before we get into some more music, I'm going to touch up real quick on this, because I know y'all all talking about this one thing right here. Tory Lanez and two things y'all talking about out there in the world that I've been going, so I'm trying to catch up on y'all, you know what I'm saying, bring it back to y'all. Y'all talking about the WAP song, the WAP, WAP, whatever, W-A-P, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B. Megan Thee Stallion has right now, I would say, the best PR campaign in the world going on for her right now. Unfortunately, one part of it, half of it, is the situation with her and Tory Lanez of being shot. But right now, she's at the top of it. You know, sometimes they say bad things make good press. There's a lot of people feeling for her. There's a lot of people, you know, especially a lot of women who has been through stuff like being beaten by men, you know, abused women. They definitely feeling her, you know. And she's like the face right now for that. And I wouldn't say the Me Too movement, because the Me Too movement is like more or less, she's powerful herself. So she's just like a woman who was like, I guess you would say, you know, we heard one side of the story, but she was definitely shot by Tory Lanez. She admitted it. So, you know, on that note, I wanted to say that the WAP song, a lot of people think, oh, that's too the too much talking women talking nasty. This, it's a lyrically talented song if you vote for lyrics. The whole thing about rap, when it was created back in the days, even though it transformed into many different forms as years grown, but in the beginning of rap, it was all about the lyrics, who can say the most cunning and stuff and make you think about it. That's why lyricists like Method Man, lyricists like KRS-One, Big Daddy Kane, Kool Moe Dee, Grandmaster Caz, Melly Mel, Rakim, 50 Cent, Eminem, even a lot of people love Fred the Godson as a lyricist. Jada Kiss, really the whole lot, but Jada Kiss and Styles, and she, you know, really, but you know, a lot of people like Jada, but the whole lot. A couple of, you know, Raekwon, Ghost, you know, it's about the lyrics. Jay-Z, they can't forget Jigga. Lyrically, you know, Lil Kim, Yo-Yo when she came out, Queen Latifah, MC Light. Lyrically, they gave you lyrics that made you be like, whether it was nasty, whether it was positive, whether it was about Black Power, Chuck D, he was cunning with the Black Power level. Brother Jay was one of the most underrated. Chuck D and Brother Jay, two of the most underrated MCs in the game. They was basically talking about a Black movement. They carried it on their shoulders, both of their groups, X-Clan and Public Enemy. But lyrically, the stuff they said to you, it reached you because it made you think like, oh, shit, that shit was deep. That's what rap, that song with Cardi B in them got. It got it in a nasty way, that maybe like a Little Kim might have took you back in the days. It got it lyrically. So it's a dope song. Because everybody can't get to that standard lyrically off a beat. So the topic is, you know, you take a topic and you lyrically murder it. That's what they did. Some rappers just take a topic and just give you a dope melody. They don't lyrically really say no shit. When you be like, oh, they just said some shit. Oh, almost like a battle rap. Oh, you know, there's not too many songs that do that anymore. You might catch the melody and the singing melody that make you be in a little beat and the repetitious beat that might make you like it and be like, yo, this is a dope song. But it ain't like when you heard 50 Cent up in the club, or when you heard ODB, Brooklyn Zoo first came on, or when you heard Make a Clap to This by Rakim first came on. It's like those type of records that, like, you know, you just hear the music first, and DJ just be like, doom, 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 doom. And then you just hear the echo, make a clap. Next, you know, the whole party going wild. And as soon as by the time he hit, I came to the door, you know, you got hundreds of people on the dance floor whopping. See, there's not that many songs like that. So you got to look at it like that. If artists go back to making popping songs like that with that energy, like Slam, Onyx, Throw Your Guns in the Air, Onyx. And it doesn't have to, it could be your style, but I'm talking about the energy to the music that hits the person's soul. And as soon as they hear that fucking shit, they're like, oh, this shit is getting ready to be. Because it don't got to be a hard song. I mean, the little Criss Cross had you make a Criss Cross to make a jump. You know, it's many songs that did that to us. You know what I'm saying? Biz Markie, dum 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 dum. You know, you heard certain joints, and it's like, oh man, I got to get up on this floor, like, do this. You know what I'm saying? The Benjamins, dum 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 dum. And it ain't just the beat, because it'd be like, what you want to do? Want to be calling? You know what I'm saying? It's the whole flow of the joint, the energy. Young rappers, that's what you got to make. Ain't that much energy in the songs no more. That being said, on the breakup tip, before I get into some more music, because I'm going to rock out with some music on y'all, man. All right, I'm going to rock out. I've been talking a little bit. Once again, like I tell y'all, we're doing it different these days. We got a lot of topics. We got a lot of things to talk to y'all about. Tune in, man. All right? But once again, man, I want to say, got to say this. Got to say a quick rest in peace to my homie Fat Cat, a.k.a. Kev Crawford. Fat Cat, my partner, Kev Crawford. You know, me and him been partners for a long time. You know, he's behind me right now, pushing me. Coach Stu, you got to keep us rocking, man. So that's what I plan to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to keep us rocking. Got to keep us knowing, man. Got to let everybody know what we was doing, you know, and you got to keep it going. So with that being said, man, I want y'all to tune in next week or tune in a couple of days from now. I'm not even going to say next week because we're not doing it. We're back and we're back in full motion. I'll be back Friday. You know what I'm saying? You're going to start seeing the interviews and the reviews of people, mixtapes and everything again. All right. You're going to be talking about me. We're going to always have me in the morning hollering at y'all, giving y'all a little word about what's the day's current events. All right? And let's just get into some more music, man. You know, a lot of people made some joints, you know. And I got a lot of joints when I was on a little hiatus for a little bit. Everybody was sending me joints. Like, it was too high in here in the joint. So I'm going to catch up with some people, man. Like, you know, first thing I'm going to shout out to my man Master P and Kurt Cobain, man. We're going to rock out with them. We're going to play a little Kalan. That's my boy. We're going to throw the new Lawrence in there. We got James Worthy. We're going to throw him in the building, and we're going to rock out. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned to Beef Stew Radio. I am the one and only East Harlem Zone DJ Big Stew. All right, y'all, so we're going to get into some Master P, and we're going to get into my man. We did with my fellas, because y'all know it's the time where Gregory Floyd, we got to pay much respect to him. This is the time where music is changing. Rappers are starting to make music to reflect what's going on out here, man. And that's what's going on. It's going back to the Public Enemy and NWA and all that. We need this movement to push it all the way and make sure y'all get out and vote. It's important to get out and vote. We have to get out and vote. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them lie to you. You heard what the man said. Last time with Hillary, he was happy we ain't show up. We did it to ourselves. We going to do it again? Y'all let me know. We out here.
That nigga tripping. I'll come scoop you up in a spaceship. I told you. You a bad bitch. You deserve this life I'm trying to. You know what I'm saying? You're friends with benefits. You the Jefferson type shit. Keep it 100. You know what I mean.
When I met you, I could tell you was having problems. You a bad bitch. What you need? A couple of dollars? Take the Porsche. I know that nigga tripping on you. Meet you at the crib later on. I'm dipping on you. You too cute for that nigga be putting his hands on you. A real nigga gon' dick you down and buy some bands on you. I'm really feeling you, show the benefits. Take the key to the crib like it's your shit. You don't need no clothes. Go to the Louis Stoke. It's on me. See, you deserve more. The way you popping for a nigga, I'm feeling good. Let's take a trip to Paris, baby. Shit, fuck the hood. You ever laid on $1 million? Having sex overlooking the Eiffel Tower. Ain't going to places you can't even say. Get massages, eating great. It's Andrew Pay.
Whenever I'm around, girl, you know everything's alright. You know I hold it down, girl, and I'ma lay it down tonight. I'm with it if you with it, baby. We ain't doing no tripping, baby. Fucking with a real nigga, baby. I got it if you want it, girl. You can bring your homies, girl. Tell me how do you want it, girl.
That nigga ain't even treating you fucking right. You calling me, he ain't even fucking you right. I told you, shawty, go on and do you. Let's keep it 100, you my boo. And I'ma show you how to change your life. Champagne, bubble bears, girl, at night. I ain't gotta lock you up, I'ma let you breathe. You a bad bitch, show them niggas you for me. It ain't no limits to the thuggin', shawty. It ain't no limits to the loving, shawty. Yeah, we friends with them benefits. Every time you empty, girl, I could give you plenty shit. Take you shopping, fuck the price tag. I know them hating hoes ain't gon' like that. I'ma treat you like a queen. Red bottoms on your feet in your dress, Alex McQueen.
Whenever I'm around, girl, you know everything's alright. You know I hold it down, girl, and I'ma lay it down.
What we witnessed for many hours overnight was a confrontation between police and protesters that symbolized the anger of a community that is pleading for and demanding justice.
I can't breathe with your knee on my neck. I can't move with your guns in my head. I can't see when you're covering my face with mace.
Baby, say how I feel it. I tell her so much. Look how she feel it. You want it, I get it. Well, I got you. I am peaking. I am your weakness. Happy breathing. What I have in my eyes. Baby, say how I feel it. I tell her so much. Look how she feel it. You want it, I get it. Well, I got you. I am peaking. I am your weakness. Happy breathing. Favorite girl, what else? I got me a force and I feel her unknown. What else? The way that she moves, I love her performance. I know you're ready for whatever comes from this. Baby, I'm so into you. There's no way we can run from this. Real game, you wanna add another girl, and I won't complain. And it's real love, and it won't be changed. Baby, oh, say I feel it, I tell her so much. How she feel it, you want it, I get it. Well, I got you, I am weakness. I am your weakness. Happy breathing,
my God.
Baby, I'm a gold mine. Oh my.
Yeah, I got me a freak, and she my favorite hit every day of the week. Body needs a macaque, and don't want nothing for it.
What
the way that she moves, I love her performance.
Cause I know you're ready for whatever comes from this. Baby, I'm so into you, there's no way we can run from this.
Wagwan baby, wagwan baby, wagwan baby, wagwan baby.
Naked to the bar, get naked to the bar, get naked to the bar, get nearly to the bar. Bump up so big, like Miss Kiminaj, like Miss Kiminaj, like Miss Kiminaj.
Cartel is a mystic, Nancy too can't fix it. Put my dick on your lips, yeah, touch it, kiss it. Dirty get biscuit, bumbo cold get biscuit. Sandra Marek in business, fuck boy wise and biscuit. Oh, oh, ha, ha, kiss it. She come back again like crazy. Is a fling so she miss it. My girl miss who, Mississippi. My mind is a district. District 9 restricted. IQ high with biscuit. Micro time is biscuit.
Shake it for the done, get naked for the done, X-rated for the done,
Best playlist for the Don. Bumper so big. Like me again, Mr. Leon. Like me again, Mr. Leon. Like me again, Mr. Leon.
Buff rhymes at the jump, yeah. Who's a never fight, I better have shot. Me no wanna know your friend them. Some of the pussy smell like gun in your natal, yeah. Come turn up with a champion. Gun barrel bigger than the Grand Canyon. None of me talk, them a bad man. Make we get with a holler, who knows up, slap, slap.
Not glad, Wagwan. You get another Godzilla, King Kong, Kong. One world boss, one Ross done. Don't play with my money, not a fraction.
See that took us a wrong reaction. That magic you hear it with on my bass man.
Well, we are the real elephant.
World boss, I hear me and I'm in a Martian.
Naked city bar. Get naked city bar. Get naked city bar. Get naked city bar. Bomba so big. Like Nicki Minaj. Like Nicki Minaj. Like Nicki Minaj.
Shake it for the dog. Get naked for the dog. Get naked for the dog. Let's play this for the dog. Bomba so big. Like me again, Mr. Leon. Like me again, Mr. Leon. Like me again, Mr. Leon.